Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Today's story is about patterns, about numbers, and about a girl who imagined something that didn't even exist yet. A girl who helped invent computer programming more than 100 years before computers were real. Do you think it would be possible for your imagination to help create the future, even before the future exists? Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to it at the end. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Ada Lovelace. Imagine this. A girl sits by a tall window. Outside, horses clip-clop down cobblestone streets. Inside, she's drawing. Not flowers, not castles, but machines that think. Machines that follow instructions like recipes. And everyone around her thinks she's just dreaming too much. But what if she's not dreaming? What if she's seeing the future? Before she was a grown-up mathematician, Ada was a curious kid. Let's go back to when her story starts. Ada was born in 1815 in London, England. Her full name was Augusta Ada Byron. She was the only child of the famous poet, Lord George Byron, and his wife, Lady Anne Byron. When Ada was only 8 years old, she studied birds and carefully designed her own flying machines.
I don't want to just memorize boring things. I want to know why things move, why things fly, why numbers behave the way they do.
Ada loved asking questions, a lot of questions. Too many, some adults thought. But her mother was very strict and said, math will keep her focused, away from wild imagination. But there was a twist. Ada didn't see math as boring. She saw it like magic. Ada's world was divided into two things. Rules, like math, numbers, and logic, and imagination, like stories, dreams, and flying ideas. Most people thought you must choose one, but Ada thought about combining them.
What if numbers can describe imagination? What if a machine could follow thoughts?
As Ada grew older, she was fascinated with machines, especially the idea of building a flying machine. She also studied math with some of the best teachers. But not everyone believed in her. Ada had to prove herself in a world where girls weren't expected to be scientists or mathematicians. People often ignored her ideas, and she had to work hard just to be taken seriously. Some people said, "Girls don't do serious math. Machines only do simple things. Imagination is not science." Ada started to feel lonely, like she was standing at a door no one else wants to open.
Sometimes I feel like my ideas are too big for the world I live in.
When Ada was still young, she became very sick. When she was only 8 years old, she had had headaches that made it hard for her to see. She then became paralyzed after getting measles and had to stay in bed for almost a year. No running, no visiting friends, no school, just quiet and thinking. At first, it felt like a stop in her life. But something surprising happened. Her imagination got louder.
If I cannot move outside, I will travel inside my mind.
She read books about machines, math, and strange inventions. This was unique because most wealthy women in the 1800s did not study math and science. She started to imagine something no one else fully understood yet, a machine that doesn't just move things, but processes ideas. Then one day, when she was only 17 years old, Ada met a brilliant mathematician and inventor. His name was Charles Babbage. He was building something called the analytical engine, a giant machine made of gears and wheels. He asked Ada to translate French text from his engineer into English. She not only translated his notes, but added her own and tripled the length of the document. Most people thought the machine was just a fancy calculator, but Ada leaned closer and saw something more. Ada studied his designs carefully and realized something amazing. This machine could do much more than just calculations. It could follow instructions to create music, art, or anything you could imagine.
This machine, it could follow instructions, like a brain made of metal.
Charles Babbage talked numbers, but Ada started asking different questions. What if it could create music? What if it could draw pictures? What if it could follow any idea? And that moment, that was her turning point. Ada began writing notes, not just notes, but a full explanation of how the machine could work. In her notes, she compared the design of the analytical engine to how weaving machines worked. Weaving machines followed patterns to make a complete design. And Ada imagined that the engine could also follow patterns, or codes, not only to calculate numbers, but to form letters too. This was a very basic explanation of computer programming. And then she did something amazing. She wrote what we now call the first computer algorithm.
If I can imagine it clearly enough, perhaps one day it can be real.
Her notes were so detailed, and they explained how the machine could be programmed. It was a step-by-step set of instructions for a machine. No one had ever done this before. That's why many people call her the first computer programmer.
I believe this machine can do more than calculate. I believe it can follow patterns of thought.
Imagine this, a machine that can only do math. But Ada said, what if it can follow any instructions we give it? That idea became the seed for modern computers. Even your tablet, phone, and games all connect back to this idea. Ada didn't just see what machines were, she imagined what they could be. That was really powerful, because it meant imagination helped science grow. Questions are just as important as answers. Kids' ideas can shape the future. So why does Ada Lovelace matter to us today? She reminds us that girls and boys can be inventors and scientists. She shows that combining imagination with logic can create amazing things. She laid the groundwork for the computers and technology we use today. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about Ada. Her full name was Augusta Ada King, Countess of Lovelace. She loved both poetry and mathematics, which was very unusual at the time. She called her ideas poetical science. Unfortunately, nothing became of the analytical engine, and Ada's notes were forgotten. About 100 years after she died, her notes were published in a book about digital computing that showed how computers work by following patterns. Turns out Ada had come up with the idea for a computer language. And in 1979, the U.S. Department of Defense named a new computer language Ada in her honor. Today, on the second Tuesday of October, Ada Lovelace Day celebrates women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Pretty amazing, right? Ada Lovelace was passionate about art and mathematics. She showed curiosity. She asked why all the time. Imagination. She saw machines as more than machines. Courage. She kept thinking differently, even when others disagreed. Persistence. Even when sick or doubted, she kept learning. Vision. She imagined the future before it existed. Those are traits you can practice too. Before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Ada.
Where was Ada born? What is she known for creating? What was unique about her?
Ada Lovelace showed us something very important. The future isn't only built by machines. It's built by imagination first, then by people brave enough to write it down. Now let's come back to our question. Can your imagination help create the future, even before the future exists? Take a moment to think, because Ada Lovelace would say, yes, absolutely yes. Hey, you want to know a secret? The adventure doesn't stop here. If you follow Little Legends Podcast on Instagram, you'll discover fun facts, cool challenges, and more stories about the heroes we meet. Just search for us and tap follow. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.